Welcome to the LifeLink Church Podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
Well, good morning, LifeLink Church. Well, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Come on, let's do that. God is good. It's good to be in the house of God, amen? And happy Father's Day to all our dads. Happy Father's Day. Well, maybe just before we get started, can all the dads just stand up? Let's let them just all rise up. Let's just stand up. All right. Let's pray for our dads this Monday. Would that be okay? So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up your man. We lift up all these dads in the house today. Thank you for what you have done through them, what you're doing right now, and what you will yet do through them. We ask that your grace will forever be sufficient for them in the name of Jesus Christ. You that have called them will continue to anoint them and equip them for this calling in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that their home, as the priest in their home, you will give them the wisdom to always be able to lead directly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, take your hands off this one. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have no purpose, you have no plan in their lives. We declare these are the servants and soldiers of the living God. We declare they are moving forward. No plague, no calamity will come nigh their dwelling place. In the pathway there is life, no death in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare they're champion of the kingdom, and we declare that from today onward they begin to reap of that which God has sown into their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we declare God bless them in the things that money can buy. Bless them in the things that money cannot buy, and they will continue to reap of that which you have put in them. We give you thanks, our God. In Jesus' name we pray, somebody say amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for our fathers. God is good. Amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Landry. Like Pastor Dave said, it's scary when your pastor introduces you. But God is good. You know, a couple of months ago, just before COVID started, the family and myself, we went to a Caribbean island of St. Kitts. And there was we had to take this hundreds of steps up to this tower, up to this fortress that was built by the French, and getting all the way to the top, where I nearly passed out. I guess my wife is fitter than me, but and the other kids were fine. They didn't sit through it all. On getting to the top, you could see other islands. You could see the sea. You could see where they could shoot guns from, and you could see how the island was protected from this tower, from this one tower. The whole island was protected. I'm saying this to say this. We have a lot of news outside there. We have a lot of fear and anxiety because of things that are going on. But scripture says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. How many righteous people do we have here this morning? Whether you're watching online or you're here in the room, Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're safe. Don't let your heart fail you. Don't faint in the day of trouble. There are times when we don't know what to do. You can call on the name of Jesus. You can call on his name. There are times when we feel like you don't even know what next to do. Okay, today is face mask. Tomorrow is that. This, that. Let us not forget who we are. We are children of the Most High God. Bible says we're a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. That's who we are. We are children of the living God. The name of the Lord God is a strong tower. Run into it. Run into it. You may not know what to do. Just call on the name of Jesus Christ. In the nighttime, you may not know what to say. Tears are streaming down your face. Just call on his name. He's there to hear from you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's not the title of the message today. We're talking about the heart of the Father because it's Father's Day. But I just wanted to encourage us. I'm a physician, I know. I wear face mask everywhere I go, but then there's anxiety everywhere. But we're a different kind of people. Bible says we're a royal priesthood. We're peculiar people. Okay, I promise not to be that today. So, the heart of the Father, you are different, amen? And Pastor Dave wanted us to share from the book of Luke chapter 15 today. We're going to be talking through the parable of the prodigal son. Is that a prodigal son? Yes. But our focus today will be on the father. For those of us that are not so familiar with the story, I'll kind of give us a synopsis of what the prodigal son, or what the story in Luke chapter 15 is all about. But before we do that, let's ask God to bless his word. Is that okay? So Heavenly Father, we thank you because we know that you're here in the room with us. Bible says that the flower fades and the grass withers, but the word of God endures forever. The bread of yesterday is not enough, so we ask you for fresh manna. Feed us afresh. Feed us afresh. Let's live here knowing that we have met with you. Change our lives. Change our circumstances. Heal our physical bodies. Heal our emotions. Let's let people know that you're still the God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. And we declare that all the glory will be unto you, and the blessing will be for us, your people. And somebody say, amen. Amen. And in Luke chapter 15, we have the parable. Parable is just a set of simple stories that we have in the New Testament that Jesus uses to illustrate moral and spiritual lessons. So in Luke chapter 15, Jesus was talking to some people, and he began to talk about the parable of the lost coin. Talk about the parable of the lost sheep. And towards the end of the chapter, I started talking about the parable of the lost son. And that's the story that we called the prodigal son. And in synopsis, there are two sons. One, we have a younger son and an older one. The younger son one day came and said to his dad, he said, "Dad, I want what belongs to me. Whatever belongs to me of your estate, I want to leave. According to the Jewish custom, I don't think it's right for you to ask for your part of the will before your father dies. But he said, I still want it. And the dad said, okay, I'll give it to you. We are not going to go into the theology or whether he was right or wrong. But personally, I think the issue with it was not that he took what belonged to him. I think the problem was that he left the father's house. He left the presence of the father. He took what belonged to him and he left. There are times in our lives when we begin to believe God for things. Have you ever been there where you believe God for a child, or you believe God for a healing, or you believe God for one thing or the other, and then he blessed you, and then you left the house. And then you left the house. You've been believing him for so long that he will just, you say, God, if you would just bless me with a husband, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Then he gave you a husband, and then you left his presence. The problem with the prodigal son was not that he got what he deserved, or he got part of the portion that belonged to him, but the problem was that he left the house. He left the presence of the father. Hey, you know what? This is not, may not be on your screen, but I saw the scripture in Psalms chapter 92 verse 13 says this. Listen to this. It says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Hey, did you hear that? Let me hear it again. Let me read it again. In your other ear, maybe you didn't hear that. Those who are planted, as in planted. If you're planted in God's house, you are like a pillar. Pillars don't move. Those who are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Do you want to be fresh and flourishing? Stay in the house. Do you want to be fresh and flourishing? Stay in the house. If he has blessed you, still stay in the house. That's what the prodigal son did. So he took all that God, all that the father gave him, and he left. And the Bible said that he began to live a riotous life. He began to choose his life with harlots, and he spent all the money. And after a while, it began to be in want. And it didn't have anything else to eat. I'm just putting this together so that we can get to where we're going today. And at one point, the Bible said that it didn't have anything to eat. And so he asked somebody to employ him. And he was employed by one of the citizens of the land. So what did they employ him to do? They employed him to feed the pigs. Feed him to feed the swine. If you assume that this parable, Jesus was talking about a Jewish man, and a Jewish man has nothing to do with pigs. So it must have been the lowest of low for him to be having conversation with pigs all by himself. Bible says he will have even eaten the food that the pigs were eating, but nobody gave him anything to eat. He was that hungry. Anyway, like I said, this story is not about the prodigal son. It's about the dad. So Bible said one day, if you look into your scriptures now, Luke chapter 15 from verse 17. When this prodigal son, when he finally came to his senses. Somebody say he came to his senses. Yeah. That means that he wasn't in his right mind before. That means that he was beside himself before. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, have you ever said to yourself sometimes, when you have been misbehaving all along, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me as one of your hired servants. Verse 20. Are we still together today? Okay. So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, see the heart of the father here. Bible said his father saw him coming. He saw him coming. He filled with love and compassion. The daddy saw him coming. His heart filled with love and compassion. You remember that he was coming filthy. He was coming without anything. He was now wretched. He's been having a conversation with pigs. He's been eating with pigs. He's all tattered. He's been smelly and stinking. But father saw him from a long way off and he ran to him. He ran to his son and he embraced him. And kissed him. And his son began to tell him the story he had rehearsed. Because he had said, this is what I'm going to tell my dad when I see him. And he began the story, said, Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you. I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Listen, at this point of the journey, here you see this guy has convinced himself that I just want to be a servant. I don't want to be a son. Just take me into your house. I just want to stay in the house. Remember we said, he took the blessing, he left the presence of the father, but they lost everything because he left the presence of the father. When he came to his senses, he realized that the issue is not the blessing. If you always have the blessor, the blessing will always come. Did somebody hear that? If you have the blessor, you will always get the blessing. So when he came back to his senses, he said, I will go back to the blessor. Even if I'm in the house of the blessor as a servant, I will always be blessed. I think I'm the only one excited about this. So at this point of the journey, he said, I don't want to be a member of the family again. I just want to be a servant. But his dad said, I don't care. Because when he saw him from afar off, he said, that is still my son. No matter what you have done, you are still his son. No matter what you may have done, you are still his daughter. You still have a place in his heart. You still have a place in the father's heart. You still have a place in his heart. No matter what happened, what have you done? What have you not done? You have a place in the Father's heart. That songwriter said, I'm no longer a slave. I am no longer a slave. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave to disease. I'm no longer a slave to addictions. I am a child of the living God. I am a child of the living God. Why? Because I am in my Father's house. As long as I'm in my Father's house, as long as I'm in my Father's heart, He is with me. He is with me. So you can always come back home. You can always come back home. Maybe you're watching today or you're here in this room and you have schism in your relationship with your dad or your mom. And you'll be like, I don't ever want to talk to them again. No, it's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You can always go back home. You can always go back home. You can always go back to your father. And no matter how old you are, it doesn't matter. Hakuna matata. Yeah, that's what happens when you're a pediatrician. You can always come back home. And notice what the father said. Notice what he said in verse 22. But before we go to what he said, but look at what he did again. Look at what the father did. Bible said he saw him coming. God sees you. He sees you. Your earthly father also sees you. He sees you. Your earthly mother that you think doesn't want to have anything to do with you still sees you. Said, I haven't spoken to them in tens of years. Maybe they have nothing to do with, they wouldn't want anything to do with me again. They still see you. They still see you. Somebody say, amen. See what he did? He saw him coming. The Bible said he had love and compassion on him. Then he ran to him. He closed the gap. He took the first step. I'm glad God took the first step. I'm glad, even in my wretchedness, he still took the first step. He took the first step to come to me. He took the first step. In all the filthiness that you may think that you have, he's still saying, come to me. But I will come first. He took the first step. And Bible said he embraced him. He embraced him. Why did he embrace him? So that he can be close to hear what he has to say. Because he doesn't want you shouting from the other side of the hallway saying, Father, forgive me. He doesn't want you to be embarrassed in front of everybody. He doesn't want you to be like that child in the marketplace trying to look for where to go, lack of direction. No. He wants to be close to you. So before he said anything, he ran to him first. And invested, then you can see what he said. Verse 22, but his father said to the servants, he said, quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. But he took all your money and he left with it. He said, no, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. And get a ring and put it for his finger. And get some sandals for his feet. I'm going to restore honor to him. I'm restoring dignity to his life. He's no longer a slave. He is free. He is free now. He's back in my house. Put a robe on top of him. He's royalty. Bible says I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a peculiar person. So I don't have to live with my head hanging down. I can lift. I can walk around with my shoulder held high. Royal priesthood. He said, put the royal robe on him. Doesn't matter where you were born or where you were not born. God is on your side. It doesn't matter what you drive or what you don't drive. Hold your shoulder high and let people know you are a royal priesthood. All things have passed away. All things have become new. He said, put a ring on his finger, sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we've been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast. He said, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So the party began. So the party began. Do you notice something? The father never acknowledged what he was saying, what the son was saying. He never acknowledged that I will take you as a servant. Because as far as the father is concerned, you are still a son to me. You are still a son in my house. You are still a son in my house. I am going to tell the servant, I'll give instruction to the servant. They will bring the robe for you. They will bring the ring for you. They will bring the sandals for you. But what they're going to do is to serve you. And you are no longer a slave. You are still a son. And the father made sure everybody knew who he was. Because that was the whole point of the party. Said, see, here's my son. Here's my son, Chris. See, you see him? He was lost. He's back. Can you see? This is my son. He was dead, but now he's found. That's the father's heart. That is the father's heart. And that's how he wants to show us off. I used to have cancer in my bones, but see, God healed me. He healed me. Now I don't have any more cancer. You see? I used to be stuck with pornography, but you see, I am free. I'm free indeed. You see? That's what he said. He said, look at him. Look at my son, he's free. He used to be poor, but now he's rich. I never used to be able to put 3 square meals. I don't know why they call it 3 square meals, but let's leave that alone. But I never used to be able to put 3 square meals on my table, but now I can eat filet mignon. I don't know why, but I don't eat it, but yes. I can eat whatever I want to eat. No longer a slave, because that's the father's heart. That's the father's heart. The father is saying, I still love you. I want you back in my house. Then the father turned his attention to his other son. You know, we were talking about, there were 2 sons, right? There's a younger one. And then there's an older one. We didn't forget him. There's an older one in verse 25. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house. And he asked one of the servants, what was going on? They told him, your brother is back. And was told, your father has killed the fatted calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return. The older brother was very angry. I'm not going in there. Yeah. He wouldn't go in. Watch again the father's heart. Bible says his father came out and begged him. That's the heart of the father. His father was going to make sure that he understand and see what happened to his younger brother. Because hear what the older brother said. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, all these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat, not one small goat for a feast with my friends. Yet, when this son of yours come back, not my brother, but when this son of yours came back, not my family member, but when this son of yours came back, after squandering all your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf. Notice how hard the father reached to help the older son to recognize that the younger son was still a member of the family. The father said, this your brother was lost, but he's back. Let me throw this in. There is something to be said about the older brother. And sometimes in our lives, as children of the living God, we need to be careful how we look at things. He said,
Dad, I've been with you all these years, but never, you haven't given me one small goat. And I call that a small goat mentality. He has a small goat mentality. That's all he wanted. He just wanted a small goat. But his dad said, all that I have is yours. Everything that I have is your own. But all the older brother wanted was a small goat. Let's remember, God is still our Father. Whatever you need, you can ask of him, and he will give it unto you. He never asks you to be a slave to him. He asks you to be a son unto him. You have a sonship. You have a right in your Father's house. Are you understanding me? He said, see, the Bible says that they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. There's a translation that says, they that compare themselves to themselves, he said, they're stupid. I didn't say it. The scripture says it. See, if God blessed me, if God blessed me with a pair of shoes, there's no reason why my wife here, she's my wife, I'll use her as an example. There's no reason why Pastor Hope should be jealous of my shoes, right? Because the same God that gave me the shoes is the same God that she serves. So she can communicate with that same God to believe him for the same shoes. You understand what I'm saying? So instead of being jealous of my shoes and having a small... Sweetheart, you don't have small goat mentality. Somebody help me beg her. My lunch is at stake right now. Maybe I'll use Sophia. Yeah, Sophia, yeah. So instead of saying that, Sophia, you have a small goat mentality, why not connect to the Father, to the real source that provides the blessing for the shoe and not be jealous of me? God is good. Okay. So his father said, so he explained to him, this is your brother. And verse 20 and verse 31. His father said to him, look there, son. You have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. Somebody say, everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. Everything that the Father has is mine. He said, we had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found. He was lost, but now he's found. It is interesting that each son was distracted by the issues and the circumstances of their lives. One was at one extreme and the other one was at the other extreme. But you have the father saying, I just want both of you back in my house. That is the father's heart. No matter what you have been distracted by, father wants you back at home. Stay in the house. He wants you at home. What is trying to divide our attention today? Stay in the house, because there is power in the house. There is power in the house. There's blessing in the house. We got to stay together in the house. The only thing that matters to the Father is that his children are together. The only thing that matters is that his children are together. I'm still a young married person. We're going to be celebrating 20 years of being married this September. Thank you. One of the lessons I've learned being married is that if we stop talking, the problem never goes away. You have to keep talking. We have to keep talking. You have to sit at the table. You have to sit on the chair. You have to sit on the couch. You have to sit. I don't want to tell you all the things that where we sit. You have to keep talking. That's what the Father wants. No matter how distracted you may be, No matter how much problem you may have, no matter how many heartaches you may be going through, the Father wants you in his house to sort it out. Let's fix this. Let's fix this. Let's fix it. Because the Father's house is breaking and he just wants his children by himself. We're no longer slaves. We're peculiar people. We're more than that. Somebody say amen. I'm going to read this last scripture and we'll try and close. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 says, it says, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourself together with peace. Binding yourself together with peace. The Father's heart, on this Father's Day, the Father's heart is that your earthly house is united in peace. The Father's heart is that your earthly house is united in peace. For every dad that's in this place, make sure your house is united. No sacrifice is too much to make sure you have a united house. Still stand as a priest over your home and speak life over your household. Make sure your household is united in peace. He said, well, sometimes you don't understand, Pastor. Sometimes that boy is just hard-headed. He doesn't listen. As soon as he turns 18, he just leaves the house or he just does. No, you're still the priest over your household. Walk into his room when he's not there and begin to speak in tongues over his bed. Begin to speak over his bed. Walk into her room and begin to declare you will live and not die. Well, when you are making cereal for them in the morning, begin to speak. You shall be the head and not the tail in the name of Jesus. That is what who God has called you to be as priest. That's the Father's heart. The Father's heart is your heavenly house is united in peace. The Father's heart is that his own house, which is us, is united together in peace. There is something about cancer. Cancerous cells in our body, they don't come from a strange place. Cancerous cells don't come from outside our body. It's cells that belong to the inside of us, that's on the inside of us. But one day, they begin to grow abnormally. They begin to grow in the way they're not supposed to grow. They still want to be resident inside this house, but they start to grow in the way they're not supposed to grow. And they begin to cause dysfunction and disunity. But until that cancer is removed, this body cannot function again. Are you hearing me this morning? Every cancerous cell in your home begins to die today in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. We begin to root out every cancerous cell in our homes in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because the Father's house is crying for all of us to come home. To come to the table. To come to the table. To come to the table. His heart is that his house be united. That his house be stable. Bow down your heads with me this morning. That's the Father's heart. That's the Father's heart. That's the Father's heart. Yes, that's the Father's heart. Father, in Jesus' name, we have heard you. And no matter how far gone we may have been, we hear you today. And we ask for your healing. Bible says there is still a balm in Gilead. We ask that you heal every hurting soul right now. Every hurting heart begin to heal right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a free flow of your oil that causes healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. Let there be a season of refreshing in different homes, in different families,
in different families and in different homes in the name of Jesus Christ. In your house, let a season of refreshing blow over us in the name of Jesus Christ. And with our heads still bowed and our eyes still closed, maybe you don't know him, and whether you're watching online too, you don't know Jesus Christ. And you said, I want to experience this love. I want to come back home. I'm going to say these words of prayer. And you just repeat it. You repeat these words after me. And let a new life of transformation, let it start even from right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So church, let's say this together. Heavenly Father. Come on, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being my God and my Lord. Today, I declare I am no longer for the devil and all his works. I am for you. I will live for you for the rest of my life. I declare today, Jesus is Lord over my life. I thank you. I am moving forward in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.